So listen, all you boys and girls, I got a story to tell. Get ready and take a seat, it's story time. It's story time. It's story time.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning to my friends. Good morning to you. Good morning, my friends. Happy Sunday, and thank you for coming back to join us today on Children's Storytime. I'm your host, Danny. And last week, we were reading about a cat named Pete the Cat. And we're reading about a different cat today, and that cat's name is Splat. So our very first book is called Splat the Cat by Rob Scotton. It was early in the morning, and Splat was wide awake. Today was his first day at cat school, and his tail wiggled wildly with worry. If I hide from the day, maybe it'll go away, he thought. It didn't go away. Time to get up, said his mom. Time to get dressed, said his mom. I don't have any clean socks, Mom. Maybe I should go to school tomorrow instead, said Splat. You don't wear socks, said his mom. I'm having a bad hair day, Mom. Maybe I should go to school tomorrow instead, said Splat. His mom combed his hair. Perfect, she said. Don't forget your lunchbox, said his mom. I'll need a friend today, thought Splat, and he dropped his pet mouse, Seymour, into his lunchbox. Time to go, said his mom. The front door won't let me out, Mom. The gate won't let go of my fingers, Mom. The lamppost won't get out of my way, Mom. Mom! You can ride your bike if you like, Splat, said his mom. So he did, but he didn't say a single word. Welcome to cat school, said a big round cat. I'm Mrs. Wimbley Dimple, your teacher. Splat's mom gave him a hug. I'll be back soon, she said. You'll be fine. Everyone, this is Splat. Let's welcome him into our class, said Mrs. Wimbley Dimple. Hi, Splat. Mrs. Wimbley Dimple began. Cats are amazing, she said. We're clever, cunning, and quick. Am I amazing, too? Asked Splat. Yes, you too, said Mrs. Wimbley Dimple. Cats climb trees, drink milk, and chase mice, she continued. Why do we chase mice? Asked Splat. It's what we do, replied Mrs. Wimbley Dimple. Why? Asked Splat. Because. Why? Mrs. Wimbley Dimple sighed. Lunchtime, she announced. Splat opened his lunchbox. Mouse! The cats did what cats do, and they're all chasing his pet mouse, Seymour. Seymour hid behind a glass bottle, and when the cats saw his face through the glass, they screamed and ran away. Seymour did what all mice want to do, and he's chasing the cats. Stop! Cried Splat. Splat. They didn't stop. Enough, Mrs. Wimbley Dimple said, and it ended. It's milk time. Hooray! But the door to the milk cupboard was stuck. No milk today, announced Mrs. Wimbley Dimple. Aww. Splat whispered into Seymour's ear. Seymour nodded, and then, a moment later, the door swung open. Yum! And they all got their milk now. Mrs. Wimbley Dimple wrote again on the chalkboard. And this time she wrote, cats don't chase mice. Hooray, cheered the class. Soon it was home time. Splat's mom returned and gave him a hug. I've got lots of friends. Cats don't chase mice. I'm amazing. It was early the next morning and Splat was wide awake. Today was his second day at cat school, and his tail wiggled wildly with excitement. The end. Next we'll read Splat Goes to the Doctor. Splat's tail wiggled wildly with excitement. "Today is special," he announced. "I'm getting out of school early." "Lucky," said Spike.
"Why?"
asked Kitten. Splat told them why. "I'm going to the doctor for a checkup."
"The doctor?" Spike's eyes went wide. "I heard they wrap you up in bandages.
And then they bring out their thermometer thingy and take your temperature," gasped Spike.
"Oh my," cried Kitten. "What if you want to keep your temperature?" asked Plank.
Suddenly, Splat wasn't so excited anymore. Splat's mom came to collect him.
"I don't need a checkup," Splat told his mom. "I feel fine."
"It's okay," said his mom. "Doctors are our friends."
"Don't worry, Splat," said his mom. "The doctor is very nice."
"But all the bandages and thermometer thingies." Splat's tail twitched. When they got to the doctor's office, it wasn't as scary as Splat expected. It was bright and cheerful with books and toys and comfy chairs. A nurse came out. "Splat, it's your turn," the nurse said. Splat hid in the toy box. The nurse led them to the exam room. "The doctor will be with you soon," said the nurse. Splat looked around, surprised.
This stuff doesn't look that scary," he said.
Splat jumped as the door swung open.
"Calm down," Splat's mom said. "It's just Dr. Heffenpfeffer."
The doctor didn't seem scary at all. She was soft and furry and had a nice smile and a really cool shirt. Her shirt's all covered in blue fish.
Splat's exam began. "You're just right, Splat," Dr. Heffenpfeffer said. "Have you grown?"
"I have." Splat stood up straight. "I am much taller than last year."
"You know, at the end, you'll get a sticker for being a good patient," the doctor said.
"Hop on the scale," the doctor said. "Sit still. Say, ah. Good job, Splat."
"Hey, they didn't wrap me up in bandages," Splat cheered. "That wasn't so bad after all."
"Are you okay, Splat?" his mom asked.
"I'm better than okay."
"Mom, I've got a sticker that says so," Splat said.
"You got a sticker on a shirt that says, I'm great."
The end. Next we'll do Splat the Cat and the School Trip. And all these books are by Rob Scotton.
"It's Penguin Day," cried Splat as he woke from his favorite dream. Splat's class was going to the zoo, and Splat was too excited to sleep.
"I can't wait to see the penguins," said Splat. "They have big round eyes and walk with a waddle. They're the best," he added. Seymour nodded. Splat got ready for school.
"Did you know penguins love to swim?" asked Splat.
Seymour nodded, then remembered something Mrs. Wimbley Dimple said.
"You can't come because mice scare the elephants," said Splat.
"I'm sorry, Seymour." So Splat went to school, leaving a disappointed Seymour behind. But Seymour wanted to go to the zoo, and he had a plan. At cat school, after Splat and his class boarded the bus, Mrs. Wimbley Dimple asked a question. "Which animal is your favorite?"
"The giraffe," said Plank. "He's really tall."
"The monkey," said Kitten. "She's so cute." "The elephant," said Spike. "He's so strong."
"Penguins," cried Splat. "I can't wait to see the penguins."
The bus rattled along the road and soon arrived at the zoo.
"Let's go and see the penguins first," cried Splat.
"Later, Splat," Mrs. Wimbley Dimple sighed.
"I can't wait," said Splat.
"Look, a giraffe," said Plank. "He can reach the high branches."
"Look, a monkey," cried Kitten. "She's so furry."
"Look, an elephant," said Spike. "He's so strong."
"They're cool," sighed Splat, "but they're not penguins."
Splat looked up and pointed at something in the sky.
"Is it a bird?" he asked.
"No," cried the cats.
"Is it a plane?" he asked.
"Well, sort of," cried the cats.
"It's Seymour.
Seymour is coming flying in a paper airplane."
Seymour waved, but then lost his balance and crashed into the elephant.
Uh-oh, said Splat.
Seymour stared at the elephant. The elephant stared at Seymour. And then, Mouse, cried the elephant.
Uh-oh, said Splat.
The elephant was so frightened, he trumpeted, ran away, and jumped over a wall.
I guess Mrs. Wimbley Dimple was right, said Splat. Elephants are afraid of mice.
The class continued around the zoo until they finally arrived at the penguin pool.
Hooray, cheered Splat.
But Splat's hooray didn't last long. A sign on the wall read, Due to an elephant breaking the pool, the penguins cannot come out today. Sorry.
What? No penguins? Asked Splat.
No penguins, said Mrs. Wimbley Dimple. Everybody back to the bus. Splat was so disappointed. Seymour was dismayed. It was his fault that Splat couldn't see the penguins. So he thought about how he could make things right. He peeked into the penguin house. Without any water to swim in, the penguins were huddled inside. Seymour had an idea. He said, follow me. And they did. The penguins all followed him out of the zoo, and they're riding on the roof of the school bus. The bus rattled back to cat school. Splat wandered home. Penguins are all following him home, and he doesn't even notice. Splat played with his dinner, stared at the TV, and then went to bed. But Splat couldn't sleep. He heard a splashing noise coming from the bathroom. It got louder. He decided to investigate. Something was moving behind the shower curtain. He gulped. Splat pulled the shower curtain open. And to his amazement, penguins, he cried. It's penguin day after all. The end. Next we'll do, how about this one? Secret Agent Splat. Splat's dad made toy ducks, all colors, all sizes. He made lots of ducks. The ducks are kept in the garden shed, and Splat has names for each and every one. John, Paul, Ringo, George. One day, Splat was shocked to see that the red duck was missing. Who messed with my ducks? Asked Splat. Seymour shrugged. The next day, the blue duck went missing, and the red duck was back, but without a beak. Who messed with my ducks? Asked Splat. Seymour shrugged. The day after that, the green duck was missing, and the blue duck was back, again without a beak. It was time to investigate. Who messed with my ducks? Asked Splat. Not me, said his mom. Not me, said little sis. Not me, said his brother. It seems that nobody has messed with my ducks. Not anyone, not anybody. Nobody, said Splat. I must find this Mr. Nobody. Splat watched his favorite TV show and made his plans. If my plan is to work, said Splat, I must be clever, cunning, and quick. I will find Mr. Nobody and solve the mystery of the missing ducks. This is a job for Secret Agent Splat. Seymour, codenamed S, gave him his spy kit, a camera, some baking flour, a flashlight, a book of paw prints, and a top-secret gizmo. Secret Agent Splat put his plan into action. He set his traps and waited. It was quiet, too quiet. Suddenly, there was a flash of light. Secret Agent Splat raced to the scene. His trap had been sprung. The camera had taken a photo. Splat looked closely at the photo. Aha! Ears! Exclaimed Splat. Very familiar ears. Splat looked at the flour he had sprinkled on the floor. Aha!
Paw prints, exclaimed Splat. Very familiar paw prints. Splat followed the paw prints from the shed, along a track to another shed. Mr. Nobody's hideout, whispered Splat. Splat tiptoed up to the door and pulled out his top-secret gizmo. He pressed the latch, flung the door open, and leaped inside. Gotcha! Splat cried. Bright yellow eyes stared from the shadows. So, Secret Agent Splat, you've found me, replied a mysterious voice. Aha! A mysterious voice, thought Splat. A very familiar mysterious voice. Splat shone his flashlight. He gasped. It was Spike. Spike, so you're Mr. Nobody. Spike turned to run. Splat pressed a button and released his top secret gizmo. Boing, went the gizmo, and Spike fell to the floor. Splat sat on him. Why, Spike? Splat asked. Why did you mess with my ducks? At that moment, a mouse ran past carrying another duck. That's strange, said Splat. Ah, Spike said, not another one. The mouse ran into a small hole. With a thunk, the duck's beak was knocked off as it struck the wall. Splat looked at the hole. The mouse was having a cup of tea with the duck. I asked Mouse not to take the ducks, but he didn't listen, said Spike. And since I don't want him to get in trouble, I've been returning the ducks. Now I see, said Splat, but why did Mouse take my ducks? Splat thought a while. Maybe it's not really a duck that he wants, said Splat. Splat whispered to Seymour. Seymour nodded. Maybe it's a friend. The case of the missing ducks was solved, and they're all having a tea party. See, the mouse was stealing the ducks so he had somebody to sit and have tea with. So instead of having tea with the fake ducks, they're having a tea party with cupcakes and all sorts of things together. Next, let's try Splat the Cat, Oopsie Daisy. It was almost springtime. The weather was getting warmer, but the sky was still gray and rainy. Splat thought being stuck inside was a waste of a Saturday afternoon. Splat perked up when a sopping wet Seymour scurried into his room. Seymour was carrying a weird-looking seed. "Where did you get that?" asked Splat. Seymour held up the seed and stared at it. Then he shrugged again. "I wonder what kind of seed it is," said Splat. "It could be anything." Well, there's only one way to solve this mystery, Seymour. Let's see if we can make it grow. I think we need to plant it first, said Splat. But I've never planted anything before. Do you know how to plant a seed? Seymour shrugged. Okay, then let's go to the library and find out, Splat announced. Splat and Seymour walked straight to the library to look for a book about gardening. The only problem was that there was so much information. Splat wanted to grow one seed, not a whole field of corn. After staring at the shelves for a long time, Splat finally asked the librarian. She was happy to help him find the perfect book. And this book is called A Cat's Guide to Plants and Potting. The book said the first step was getting a pot and filling it with soil. Not all the soil landed in the pot. He's got it all over the ground. Next, Splat planted the seed in the dirt. He set the flower pot on a sunny windowsill. Then he watered the soil. Not all of the water went into the pot. He got it all over Seymour. Splat checked the flower pot every day. He hoped and hoped for any sign of a sprout. He wondered what kind of plant it would be. Maybe the seed would grow into a wild garden of roses. Or maybe the seed would grow into a tree as tall as the sky. Splat couldn't wait to see what grew. He sang to the seed, read to it, and told it stories.
For 2 whole weeks, Splat waited and waited for the seed to do something. Splat was ready to give up. Maybe the seed would never sprout. Feeling terribly disappointed, he watered the soil one last time, just in case. The dirt in the pot shifted a little when Splat added the water. A tiny green sprout sprang up. Splat cheered loudly, but quickly shut his mouth. He didn't want to scare the little plant back into the soil. During the next week, the sprout grew a few straggly leaves. Splat was thrilled when a few days later, a little bud appeared at the top of the stem. The next day, the bud opened and the bloom blossomed. It wasn't a wild jungle plant, or a many-colored rose, or a tall, tall tree. It was a flower, a little daisy, and Splat knew just who to give it to. "I love it," said Mom. "It's the most special flower ever." Splat smiled as he hugged his mother. "I grew it myself," said Splat, "with a little help from Seymour." The end. All right, I think we've got time for a couple more here. Let's try Splat the Cat, the Big Helper. "Family meeting," Splat's father called from upstairs. "We're a very busy family," Dad said. "We all need to pitch in. So I've made a list of daily to-dos for you to check off each day." "A to-do list?" said Splat. He had a bad feeling about this. Splat's jobs were to make his bed, put away his toys, and water the plants. "But," Splat sputtered, "that'll take forever." "If you do your little part," said Dad, "it'll be a big help." Splat and Seymour went back to playing their game. After a half hour, Seymour pointed to the to-do list. "We can do them later," Splat replied. And here we can see his list. It says Splat's to-do, daily to-do. It says he has to make his bed, put his toys away, and water the plants. "New rule," Mom declared. "No television or video games until everything is checked off your list." "Aw," Splat moaned. Splat went to his room. It was a total mess. "Let's get this over with so we can get back to our game, Seymour," he said. Splat made his bed. He put away his toys, and then he watered his plant. "All done," Splat said proudly. "Is this really your best?" Dad said, shaking his head. "But it'll take forever," whined Splat. "You know how they say that time flies when you're having fun?" Splat's dad said. Splat nodded. He sure did. So, make it fun. Splat decided to try. This time, when Splat made his bed, he imagined he was fishing in the ocean. His pillow turned into a giant shark, and everything else on the floor became a different fish or sea monster. When he cleaned up his toys, Splat imagined that he was a pirate. Each toy was a jewel or gold coin, and his toy box was a treasure chest. When he watered his plant, he pretended he was a jungle explorer. "All done," said Splat. "Great job, Splat," Splat's dad said. "Now you can play your video game," added his mom. As Splat sat down to play his video game, he noticed a few things that needed to be put away. "I'll be right back, Seymour," he said. "I've got to go on a quick Arctic expedition." He's pretending that he's got penguins in the basket. He never imagined helping out would be so much fun. The end. Okay, boys and girls, now we're going to switch gears and move on to some jokes. So, what is a cat's favorite song? 3 blind mice. Why can't a leopard hide? Because it's always spotted. What kind of cats like to go bowling? Alley cats. What animals are the best pets? Cats, because they're perfect. What did the cat have for breakfast? Mice Krispies.
Is it raining cats and dogs? It's okay, as long as it doesn't rain deer. And lastly, what animal is bad to play games with? A cheetah, because he cheats. And now, boys and girls, it's song time. It's song time. It's song time. And the songs on today's show come from the CD Family Time by Ziggy Marley. Show. If you enjoyed these Splat the Cat books, be sure to look for them at your local library. They are by Rob Scotton, and I have a ton that I didn't even get to, so we might to be continue this to another show one day also. And be sure to check out all the other books at your local library, cat books and all other sorts of animals. And we hope to see you next week on Children's Storytime. Bye-bye.
So listen, all you boys and girls, I got a lot more stories to tell. Let's get together real soon at story time, at story time, at story time.